camera converts the picture into a television signal.
till you use me up. And till you use me up. Depend on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you and me, cause I sure am using you to do the things you do.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good morning. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, July 7th, 2016 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And after an extended delay, again, technology related, it's interesting. Technology seems to function properly, and then the moment we're supposed to go live, we have system failures of a variety that seems to change without warning, obviously, and arbitrarily. It's very interesting. So I'm very curious how that seems to plague this broadcast. Very intriguing. Anyway, I wanted to touch on a couple of things and perhaps give you some words of comfort. This is as I usually say, this is we're living in a very strange era. You know, you watched that last talk that the late great Jack Otto gave, and you hear him say, you know, it's probably too late to work by conventional means and too early to start shooting, so to speak, and all the more so today, nearly 10 years on from that last talk. Unbelievable. And so, you know, some days can be extremely challenging, I think. It's hard to imagine that if we're not effecting change in the minds of people, that we are going to do anything that will turn the tide of this runaway technocratic nightmare. I mean, it's just a runaway technocratic nightmare. At this point, there is the example of DCI John Brennan, the director of Central Intelligence, John Brennan, giving the talk that he gave June 29th at the CFR, of all places. And you can find this information on the CIA's website, cia.gov. Under News and Information, the headline is Director Brennan Speaks at the Council on Foreign Relations. How perfect. I mean, this is just the kind of the epitome of the runaway technocratic nightmare. The CFR, you know, Council on Foreign Relations, coming out of the Bernaysian handbook, if you will, propaganda, in which Edward Bernays coined the phrase Public Relations Council. And so now we have the Council on Foreign Relations, or Public Relations, but foreign specifically. So it's a propaganda mill. It's a disinformation artist speaking at the propaganda mill. It's emblematic of the runaway technocratic nightmare that we find ourselves in. But he had some interesting words about what is referred to as stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI. a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. And of course, it's the CIA, so we can trust everything they say is just completely on the level, and there's nothing, there are no parallel operations happening, so to speak. There's no intrigue and deception, right? Obviously, you can perhaps sense my cynicism and kind of satirization of the subject. We'll get into that more in the next segment, his remarks, and specifically Melissa's commentary over at Truth Stream Media on that, because I think she did a good job of covering that. It's crazy, though, this runaway technocratic nightmare we find ourselves in. But hopefully there is some consolation, maybe some solace I can give you. We'll talk more about that in the upcoming segment. Stick around. We'll be right back right after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Got to laugh, though. You know, Associated Press's coverage of oh my goodness, the Associated Press's coverage of the shenanigans with the Hillary Clinton email scandal. We are so just off the rails. We're off the rails. This is, you know, such a corrupt, rogue political regime that masquerades as the United States government. It's hard to really put it in words. I wanted to play some remarks by Noam Chomsky that he has made recently with regard to this subject matter. And you know, he touches on some relevant subject matter. His book, Who Rules the World, published in May of this year, kind of touches on some of the subject matter. He's been interviewed, obviously, on that discussion. And, you know, you start digging into that, and there are – Noam Chomsky has been outspoken. You know, he's known – In a certain sense, as the world's leading political or foremost political dissident, which is kind of interesting. But even since ...2001, he's been outspoken about the fact that the United States is the leading terrorist state. In an interview with David Barsamian back in 2001 for the Monthly Review, an independent socialist magazine, it was interesting. You know, November of 2001, 11/1/01. So, a little less than 2 months after September 11th. Noam Chomsky was very outspoken, and he mentioned in great detail for instance, he didn't speak directly to Operation Cyclone, but he discussed what was Operation Cyclone, saying, you know, talking about two categories of information as far as the people were concerned regarding the counter currents. The question that was asked was, what can we do? The question was, the media have been noticeably lacking in providing a context and a background for the attacks on New York and Washington. What might be some useful information that you could provide? And he said there are two categories of information that are particularly useful, because there are two distinct, though related, sources for the attack. And he said, let's assume that the attack was rooted somehow in the bin Laden network, casting suspicion on the establishment narrative from the beginning. He said, that sounds plausible, at least, so let's say it's right. If that's right, there are two categories of information and of populations that we should be concerned with, linked but not identical. One is the bin Laden network. That's a category by itself. Another is the population of the region. And then he elaborated, but he said they're not the same thing, although there are links. And then he discussed the bin Laden network. He said, I doubt if anybody knows it better than the CIA, since they were instrumental in helping construct it. This is a network. This was Noam Chomsky speaking November 1st, 2001. This is a network whose development started in 1979. That was, of course, Operation Cyclone. If you can believe President Carter's National Security Advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Chomsky said he claimed, maybe he was just bragging, that in mid-1979 he had instigated secret support for Mujahideen fighting against the government of Afghanistan in an effort to draw the Russians into what he called an Afghan trap, a phrase worth remembering, Chomsky said. He's very proud, Brzezinski, that is, Chomsky speaking of Brzezinski. He's very proud of the fact that they did fall into the Afghan trap by sending military forces to support the government 6 months later, with consequences that we know. The U.S., along with Egypt, Pakistan, French intelligence, Saudi Arabian funding, and Israeli involvement, assembled a major army, a huge mercenary army, maybe 100,000 or more, and they drew from the most militant sectors they could find. This would be a place to insert the Salafist and Wahhabist element. Militant sectors. Those are the folks that there is just no reasoning with. You can't reason with them because they're militant when it comes to anything. You know, you could say, hey, we all love ice cream, right? And they would want to fight and die over ice cream. They'd be militant over ice cream. Maybe to try to bring a little levity to the subject matter where there really is none. And they drew, Chomsky said, from the most militant sectors they could find, which happened to be radical Islamists, what we call here Islamic fundamentalists. Again, specifically the Wahhabist and Salafist sects from all over, Chomsky said, most of them not from Afghanistan. They're called Afghanis, but like bin Laden, they come from elsewhere, Chomsky said. Anyway, he went on to explain in great detail. So he's, you know, and he went on to elaborate on why the United States is a leading terrorist state. And that was less than 2 months after September 11, 2001. So he's been, you know, he doesn't tell it all, obviously, but he is very. He gives a fairly candid and unvarnished, though diluted and slightly misdirectional in some senses, account of the geopolitical stage. But he does tell a fair bit of the the whole story, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey might say. So I wanted to touch on that, but it's just crazy listening to, you know, what's happening. In fact, let's just do this. Unbelievable. It's just shocking. The spin, you can't even call it spin, what's happening now. We're watching the historical revisionism happen before our eyes, and this is the kind of thing that comedians remark about, but this is not comedy, this is real life. You know, the getting caught red-handed in a lie comedic scenario that a lot of stand-up comedians talk about. Kevin Hart has talked about it. Others have talked about it. And you have to, you know, spin your way out of those kinds of things. Kevin Hart talked about it in his stand-up show, I think back in 2009, I'm a Grown Little Man or whatever. And, you know, being caught red-handed and just have to kind of, in obfuscational and sensational fashion, talk your way out of it. Create some confusion, misdirection, indirection. And this is exactly what's happening. I want to give you FBI Director James Comey's remarks to the Associated Press's video coverage of that. I didn't mention it before. I would be remiss if I didn't say, by the way, since we have had some little glitches this morning, I am your host, Chris Hinckley, and feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. That's always interesting. I should probably put these links in there too. So the title of the AP Associated Press video that we'll play here in a second, FBI Director, no basis to conclude Clinton lied. Is that a massaging of the facts or what to come to that conclusion? There's no question that she lied, especially if you we'll play that and we'll talk more about that in a second here. Okay, so again, title of this video is Associated Press video, FBI Director, no basis to conclude Clinton lied. Go ahead, please.
Did Hillary Clinton lie to the FBI? We have no basis to conclude she lied to the FBI.
Did she lie to the public?
That's a question I'm not qualified to answer. I can speak about what she said to the FBI.
Did Hillary Clinton lie under oath?
Not to the FBI, not in a case we're working.
So that's interesting, to say the least. Wouldn't you agree? Astonishing. Not qualified to answer. How is it that the... The massaging, the artful language that's employed, you know, I mentioned yesterday defining terms as we've discussed. But, you know, I think Speaker Paul Ryan put it best yesterday. Actually, that was 2 days ago. He's been very outspoken And this, again, kind of gets back to that adversarial posture, us versus them, you know, Republicans versus Democrats in this case. But we all know that they're all just Republicrats, so there are no real parties, as Ned Beatty's character said in Shooter, Senator Meacham, there are no sides, there are no Sunnis and Shiites, there are only haves and have-nots. But again, I'm reminded of Giorgio di Santayana's words from The Crime of Galileo. Really, the backdrop of all of this posturing and us versus them is those words. The working of great administrations is mainly the result of a vast mass of routine, petty malice, self-interest, carelessness, and sheer mistake. Only a residual fraction is thought. To try to look into them is as unprofitable as to stare at the wall of Plato's cave. And that's kind of what we see shaping up here in this latest round of just utterly absurd nonsense in the Hillary Clinton email scandal. But I think that Speaker Paul Ryan has some good points, particularly with regard to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and how it relates to this email scandal debacle. Speaking of that,
Sierra features support.
I want to give you an excerpt of Paul Ryan's remarks as far as that's concerned. We don't have enough time, but let's run that anyway. Go ahead with that, please.
I think the DNI, Clapper, should deny Hillary Clinton access to classified information during this campaign, given how she so recklessly handled classified information. That's point one. Point two, Director Comey's presentation shredded the claims that Secretary Clinton made throughout the year with respect to this issue. He laid out a case how the things she had been saying she had or had not done were false. So we have seen nothing but stonewalling and dishonesty from Secretary Clinton on this issue, and that means there are a lot more questions that need to be answered. I've just got to say, from my own experience, you get access to deeply classified material once you leave the convention as the nominee on a regular basis. It's part of a transition government. With no indictment occurring, but a discussion or a call for administrative action, I think it's the least we can do, given how she was so reckless in handling classified material and sending classified information on unsecure servers.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Interesting times. So FBI Director Comey basically goes back on his findings, his own findings, and says there is nothing, no evidence that Hillary Clinton lied to the FBI, but he's not qualified to speak on whether or not she lied to the public. It's just shocking. We'll circle back around for that, but I want to give you just a little. This is I don't know, bubble gum. I would say Donald Trump. Donald Trump is bubble gum these days. He's a salesman. And I don't know, would be fascist, I think. Closet fascist, doesn't really know it, but it's hard to know whether his accidental fascism would be worse than Hillary Clinton's iron fist. But that all will be rendered irrelevant soon because the technocrats will get politics and politicians out of government. Well, then what will be left? Right? Crazy, crazy stuff. Interesting. I want to give you a little excerpt of Donald Trump's the anti-Semitic Semitic controversy that seems to follow him that he keeps sidestepping pretty well, I think. And those claims are always specious. As we've discussed on this broadcast, the people to whom the term anti-Semitic is applied, in other words, those who would allegedly be persecuted, when the accusation is made someone is anti-Semitic, that term etymologically ties to Shem. You are anti-Shemitic or anti-Shemite. You don't like Shem's descendants. And by any standard of measure, that if you believe the world statistics, the generally accepted statistics say that the Ashkenazic and Sephardic people are the vast majority of Jews. Well, the problem is they have no relation to Shem directly. The Ashkenazic people tie back to Shem's brother Japheth, because Ashkenaz was the grandson of Japheth. You can find that in Genesis 10 anyway. And the Sephardic people, Sepharad is a region mentioned in the book of Obadiah in the Bible. So how does that correlate? Anyway, we'll talk more about that and the Hillary Clinton situation and more in the second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.